Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. When you hear Johnny Cash, 99.9% chance, that means Jay Beagle is on with us from the Washington Capitals. He's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, an hour behind us on the clocks. What's up, Jay? Good morning.
Jay, are you there?
Beagles.
Come on, Valdez.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
There he is. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, can you hear me? There we go.
What's up, Beagles? Good morning, man. In Nashville, morning. I've heard Nashville is a really cool town. Do you guys actually have any time to go out and enjoy what the city has to offer on a road trip, or is it basically plane lands, go to the hotel, pregame skate, and then you go to the arena?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's, you know, last night we had a team dinner, so that was fun. That's always good when all the guys are together. But not much time. You know, we got in, you know, a little bit later. So I think, you know, you have a chance to walk around a little bit, but there's not, you know, too much time to go out and see the city as much as you'd like. And we're staying at a different hotel this year too. So that's cool because it's a little bit different scenery and restaurants around. So it's always fun when you switch it up. It doesn't seem like a Groundhog Day when you, when you're going to the same hotel the whole time.
Did you do team dinner at the hotel or at a restaurant?
No. Yeah, we did it at a restaurant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is Beagles a big country music guy? Because Nashville, I mean, the epicenter for country music in the U.S.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. I obviously, you know, grew up on country music. So I like country music quite a bit. So it's a pretty cool place to be with knowing that with the history and everything that from here. And they got a Johnny Cash Museum and everything. So I've yet to go there, but that's one of the things on my bucket list I want to see. So
tell me how the team dinner bit works. Is that a formal thing, like, and it's put together by the organization, or is that informal? You guys just saw somebody sets up, somebody's like the go-to guy, sets up a reservation, or how does all that work? And then how do you handle the bill?
Yeah. They all have per diem. Yeah. They all just chip in the money.
That's right.
No, I'm wondering.
Yeah. No, I mean, actually both. Sometimes it's a team, you know, where, you know, the team sets it up. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the guys set it up.
What was last night?
This one was an NHLPA one set up that they do. So
you came out of pocket, at all. You didn't pay anything.
Yeah, not at all. That's right. They do it every.
Beagles wins.
That's right. It's awesome. So it's always good to have a team meal. It's always fun for the team to get out. So
got buddies that go to Nashville on business all the time. They say there are hotties everywhere. They say they're just hotties walking around that town.
Well, he's a hockey player. Everywhere he goes, he sees hot chicks.
I know. For the young single guys on the team, they're probably loving it.
Yeah, I think so. I think they would probably like this town. So
they could probably enjoy it.
I bet.
Well, listen, we were just talking just hockey for a second, and before we had you on, I said to Cakes, I said, haven't they won like four of the last five or something? He said, no, they've won six of the last eight. You guys are on a nice little heater here.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. It's, you know, it's good. The month of November, we went into it knowing it's going to be an easier schedule, and we got to take advantage of it. October, you know, when the schedule came out, we looked at it, and we knew it was going to be tough. So it was nice to obviously, it's obviously nice to be home. That's always, you know, good. And having a back-to-back game at home, I don't think we'd had that, you know, yet this year. So it was nice to just have some games at home. You know, that Pittsburgh game was huge. It was good to always beat them, love beating them. So that was big. And then, you know, we just got to keep this rolling and in the month of November here into December. So, it's been good. We've been playing better and kind of finding our team identity. So it's nice.
Beagles, take us back to the win over the Oilers a few nights ago, more specifically the Wilson Maroon fight. First off, your boy Whip got completely jobbed. He was called for a roughing penalty. All he did was get assaulted up against the boards and thrown to the ice by Maroon. Then as soon as both guys get out of the box, they drop the gloves. Did you guys all know that that was going to happen, that was going to go down as soon as the penalties were up?
Yeah, I think so. I think once, I was on the ice for his actual first penalty, so I didn't see it. I just kind of saw the aftermath of it after they blew the whistle and gave him both penalties. So, I think, you know, two tough guys, two big guys going at it like that. And you could tell in the box they were talking to each other saying, all right, well, let's go then when you get out. So, Whip had a great game. That assist also was huge. So, big fight, big assist, played awesome. So that was good to see.
By the way, he's been scrapping a lot ever since.
Did I see three of the last four games?
He's been scrapping a lot.
He's gotten in fights?
See, he scored two goals and had a four-point outburst against the Bruins. And ever since then, he's just been pounding guys, just pulverizing dudes.
Yeah. I know. It all depends how the game is going, too, right? So, like, sometimes there's nobody willing to fight him just because he is one of the toughest guys in the league. So we've come up against some teams that are heavy and have guys that are willing, I guess. And when that happens, Whip never turns down a fight. So, that's why I think he's been getting into it a little bit more than usual.
Did you ask him about this Ryan Reeves guy?
No.
So what happened there in this exchange? Ryan Reeves is apparently one of the more feared guys in the league. Is that right? And they kind of went at each other a little bit. Did they actually fight, or they were just talking trash?
Yeah, no, I think they were just talking. I think that happens a lot. Reeves is obviously, I would put him as one of the tough guys, in the league. And, Whip has fought him before, and I think, it was just a matter of, I think we were winning the game, and smart decision by Whip. Don't give them, any momentum, even if even if Whip wins that fight, it might get their bench up. And so, when you're winning the game, it's just at home too. No point in stirring their bench or getting anything going. So Whip makes a smart call but it's always, now that he's in our, even with our rival now, he's with Pitt. He used to be with St. Louis, so we see him a lot more, and he is a tough guy. You got to watch when he's on the ice. He likes to hit hard. He's a big guy. So,
is he skilled?
You got to watch for him.
Is he a typical sort of goon? Yeah.
No, he can play. He can play. That's, there's the guys who are just, straight fighters are out of the league, and they were here when I was in the league. There was, always one or two on a team, but the game has changed. It's, you've got to be able to play now. And if you can't play, they got weeded out. And so he can play. He's pretty skilled. He's, fourth line guy. So he's not, putting a whole bunch of points up and stuff, but he knows how to play the game, and he hits hard and plays a role really well. So you got to watch for him. That's for sure.
Joined by Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals. I was reading an article about the new rules changes in the league this year and how defensemen have to take more faceoffs. Your guy Carly's throwing you under the bus in this article.
Yeah.
I guess he was upset after he lost the faceoff. He blamed Jay Beagle. His quote was, "I used to practice all the time, but the centers don't let me practice anymore. I was one for one in my career, and now I ruined it." He's blaming Beagle.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is awesome. I'm so glad you brought this up, because me and him obviously are tight. We played together in Hershey. We're really good friends. And so he was one for one, obviously, in his career. He'll bring that up to anyone. He'll tell anyone that. And he would be rubbing that in my face that he's 100%. Like, his winning percentage is better than mine. And he would be rubbing that in my face, honestly, for 4 years. He's been rubbing that in my face.
Yeah, but Beagle, at that point, do you just throw it back in his face that I've taken thousands of face-offs in the dot and you have one?
That doesn't matter to him. That doesn't matter to him. For some reason, that doesn't matter to him. And so when he got this chance, I got kicked out of the draw, and it's a big draw in overtime. But my first thing that I thought is, oh, here we go, this is what he's been asking me for. He's been asking me for draws for honestly 4 years. He'll be like, when are you going to get kicked out of a draw so I can take it? So he gets put in there, and he gets, you know, obviously he loses the draw. And the look on his face, he was devastated. He was so mad that he lost that draw. So I gave it to him right away, and I knew he was going to throw me under the bus somehow because I was giving it to him pretty hard in the dressing room after the game. So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right, so how's this stretch they have now, Cakes? They have Nashville coming up.
At the Preds, who they were in the Stanley Cup Finals last year against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Then they go to Colorado.
They go to Colorado.
So, yeah, two straight roadies. Especially tonight, it's got to be tough against the Preds.
Yep.
Do you fly
to... it's going to be real tough.
Do you fly out right after the game in Nashville and go to Colorado?
Yeah, we do. And then we practice in Colorado and then play them on Thursday. So... this is our only real road trip, of the month. And so we got to make sure that, you know, obviously it starts with the Preds tonight and, they always come at us hard just because Trotz was, you know, their old coach and everything. So it's always, you know, the players get amped up for that. And so, we got to make sure that we play our best cause they're going to come at us and they're a good team.
Then four straight home games, then four straight.
Yeah,
big.
That's right.
Big.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks Beaks. Go get them.
Yep. Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Talk to you again next week.
By the way, the most important win of their five wins in their last six would be the Pens win, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Well, you always
really
want to beat
matter.
The Pens.
Yeah, you kind of always beat them in the regular season.
But then the Pens fans...
If you would ask the players that, they probably would say all wins are equal, but...
They
the
like
fans,
it.
For the fans, yeah.
I'm sure the players like it, too, but...
Yeah. Well,
these little regular season.
I just don't like to hype it up too much because then the Pens fans, all they do is they just point to all of our meaningless banners and they have Stanley Cup banners. And just, you know, just
it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
It's bad. It's bad all the way around.
All right, let's see.
It doesn't matter if you beat them 100-0 in every regular season game.
Right.
You can't beat them in the playoffs.
I generally agree with
you.
On Wizards Overtime last night, they said that there was a poll question. Did the three wins at home change your opinion on the Wizards season?
No.
Beat the Kings, the Hawks, and the Lakers?
Of course not.
Sorry, they're going to be about a 50-win team. It doesn't change anything.
Although they're climbing the ladder in the standings a little bit.
The Caps or the Wiz? Yeah.
Both.
Oh, the Caps.
Both are running hot right now.
I'm a fan of that.
Second in the Metro.
Of course they are.
Tied with a bunch of teams.
It's
still second in the Metro.
It's early.
All right, when we come back, let's get into the Skins. We're going to replay some of Howard Eskin's comments. Mm-hmm. We'll go around and kind of chime in on it, and then we're going to bang out your calls, see if you agree, right? We're going to do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.